Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, and this evening, I should say, because it's currently after 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the U.S., I am recording with a gentleman that I got to accidentally get introduced with. He was a guest, I guess you saw him guest co-host or guest host on the show we talk a lot about on here from Vinny Tortorich, Fitness Confidential. And that guy's got a crazy viral following. So anybody that goes on his show, I'm intrigued. So Vinny's been on this show, and now I'm bringing one of his guests on. This gentleman has a crazy, intriguing fitness background. Actually, I will tell you guys, we're about to talk about some things that we've never talked about on the show before. Something in the martial arts space, something relating to the CrossFit space. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Something regarding jump roping. As simple as that sounds, we're about to learn a little bit more that it's not as simple as you think, at least in my world, because I suck at it. So without further ado, Chris Rollins, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you for having me, Scott. I'm glad to be here.
So am I wrong in saying that it seems simpler than it is, but there is a talent to this, this little topic of jumping rope?
I won't say there is a talent, but there's a skill. It is absolutely a learned skill, and it is something that anybody can learn, does take some dedication and a lot of patience. And but it's a skill that if you learn and you become proficient at it, it will improve your athletic ability in any other endeavor or pursuit that you're going after. I don't care if you're an ultra runner. I don't care if you ride bicycles. If you're a martial artist, especially if you're a martial artist, if you're a basketball player, baseball player, it doesn't matter. There's carryover from jumping rope to anything else that you do. And it's fast carryover. It's immediate carryover. And it's something that everybody should take some time to learn.
Well, and for our listeners, not everybody listening to this show, even though I recommend that they go and listen to Fitness Confidential, they might not know who you are. You and I were talking earlier that you've actually been on Vinny's show more than once. It goes way back. So for me and my benefit and our listeners, real quick, guys, I was just really intrigued about Chris and we started tweeting each other because one of my, in the CrossFit space, we call it GOATs, right? The GOATs is the thing that I need to work on. And admittedly, I'm a coach, all right? I'm a CFL1 and I just don't care. And I just have not focused on developing that skill set. My own girl, my own fiance in the next room is now getting double unders. So she's got something that I don't have.
And good for her.
I give her props, man. I'm like, hey, you're figuring it out. She attacks it. And she's like, Scott, the only reason why you don't do it is because you don't practice it. And I'm like, I know. I'm not going to lie about it. I was like, I tell my athletes all the time when I'm coaching on Friday nights. And my guy's like, yeah, I suck at it. I can rock the singles, man. I got speed ropes. I can rock singles. I can't do the crazy stuff that you were sending me, the switching of the things. Like the stuff that it cracked me up. That's why I wanted to get you on the show for the listeners because, you know, we bring on all these different co-hosts about health and business and lifestyle. We're talking about all these different domains. And it's interesting because people just think, oh, it's a jump rope. And I could tell you, yeah, I learned the jump rope as a CrossFitter. I did not learn it as a kid. I sucked at it as a kid. Like, no, it was never really forced into me. And when I was a kid, I studied martial arts. It was actually more, not at your level. I studied an Okinawan-based called Shoen Ryu. Mm-hmm. So, but we never used it. We never did any kind of conditioning. And I think that's the word I want to kind of lead in here with this, like you were just hinting at, is this conditioning that you can gain from something as simple as buying a jump rope.
Yes, you can. I picked up a jump rope probably better than 20 years ago. And just as far as my background, I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I'm a fifth degree black belt. I've been training and teaching for 35 years. Started when I was 10 years old. I was one of those kids that couldn't play basketball or football. Well, I could play them. I just didn't like them. Or baseball, any of those things. And I grew up in rural middle Georgia. And if you didn't like basketball, baseball, or football, there really wasn't a whole lot of other options. so by the grace of God and thanks to good parents, my mom, it's actually a funny story, took me to see there was a re-release of Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon.
Yes.
About that time in Macon, Georgia, where I grew up. So my mom, you know, and I laugh at this now because that's a rated R movie, man. But my mom takes me to see it, and I'm 10 years old. So she takes me to see Enter the Dragon, and I'm seeing Bruce Lee on the screen, and I'm like every other kid that saw that. I'm like, oh man, I want to do that. And so my mom, there was one karate, or it's a actually a taekwondo school, if you will, where I grew up in Macon, Georgia. There was one, and she said, do you want to do this? I said, yes, I want to try it. So she took me there, and I got to meet the man that came to be my mentor, Grandmaster Eumchun On, E.C. On, who is a Korean immigrant, first generation Korean immigrant to the United States.
Wow.
Came, settled in Macon, Georgia a long time ago. Grandmaster On would be in his, he's in his later 80s now. But so, you know, and like I said, I went to Grandmaster On school, and he did the most amazing thing for me. He put a uniform on me and treated me like everybody else and gave me a chance. And after one class, I was like, okay, this is my thing. I'll do this for the rest of my life.
Nice.
So I got achieved black belt at I was 10 years old when I started. I got my black belt at 12. I was teaching by the time I was 13 and a half, 14, and I've been training and teaching ever since. And our school was very active in tournament competitions. So I started fighting in tournaments at a very early age, and that was a wonderful experience. But like I said, about 20 years ago, you know, as an older black belt and as a younger adult, I got really, really into my fight training and was looking for some way to take it to another level, gain some more speed, you know, just to get better at it. And, you know, picked up a jump rope, saw a video, you know, to be cliched about it, probably saw a Rocky movie. I don't even remember. I just remember something intrigued me about it.
When I think about athletic jump roping, yeah, I flash back to the Rocky flicks, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Rocky flicks. I'm sure that prompted many a kid to pick up a rope. But anyway, I started just doing very rudimentary jump rope training. I taught myself and noticed, you know, the faster I could spin that rope, the longer I could spin that rope, the faster my kicks got, the longer I could last, and started winning lots and lots of fights because, you know, number one, I was faster. Number two, at the end of the match, I still had gas in the tank because that was such a good supplement to all the regular training. And so, you know, I was like, I'm onto something here. And anyway, I've just stuck with it all these years. I discovered, and as terms of credentials, I am now the reason Vinny had me on his show. I am now what you call Buddy Lee Jump Ropes level 2 certified trainer. Buddy Lee has a certification process, you know, for anybody that wants to coach or train jump rope. There's a level 1, level 2, level 3. And did the level 1, that's an online course, and then the level 2 is done with Buddy Lee personally. So I had the opportunity to track him down when he was in country in April of this past year, and we did the level 2 certification together. I met him at his gym in Virginia. That was an unbelievable experience. I really don't have words to describe how amazing that was to meet with, you know, to spend about 8 straight hours jumping rope with Buddy Lee and directly, and having him work on my technique and things and finding little ways to tweak things and to develop more speed and more timing and to get faster and to get better. Would recommend it for anybody that wants to take their game to another level.
And why? Let's pause on that. And I'm, for our video feed that's on YouTube, I'm actually sharing the Buddy Lee website right now. Mm-hmm. And admittedly, I've never really had a chance to dig into it too heavily. Obviously, he has his own ropes, I'm guessing. And but the educational system, like, why Buddy Lee? Is he technically like the Olympic champion of jump roping? I mean, give our listeners a little bit more of an understanding on the Buddy Lee thing.
First of all, Vinny interviewed Buddy Lee just recently for his podcast.
Okay.
It's a wonderful interview, and Buddy tells his story, a whole lot of stuff that I didn't even know. I found Buddy Lee about 10 years ago myself. I found his products about 10 years ago myself because I was tired of having to go to Walmart literally every month and buy a new jump rope because I was buying the ones that they have there and they were just getting worn out because I was using them so much. So, you know, I do what anybody does. I go online and I'm looking for, you know, high performance jump ropes, and I found his and ordered a few of them, and I've been using them ever since. You know, just as a product, there's nothing better. The way that his products work, the Buddy Lee jump ropes themselves, are there's really nothing else to compare them to. You know, it's like if you used any other jump rope that has ever been made and then you pick up one of his and start using it, it's like getting out of a Toyota Corolla and getting into a Corvette.
I got some pretty high-end ropes, but now I'm gonna have to compare them because I'm sure you've heard of RX Smart Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. So I've got one of those. That's what I use for my single speeds. And then I picked up this was not cheap, but I had a Pro Connection. This is a mil-spec.
Mm-hmm.
So mil-spec, I don't know if they're big in your space or not, but I mean, obviously their swivel joints are, that spins pretty freely. I'm spinning that right now. It's literally, you can't probably see in the camera, but.
I can see that. I've actually seen those too. That's actually a decent product.
Yeah, I've been getting rave reviews by people who have used it. I haven't gotten it really dialed into my style yet because the one thing about the RX was I went with the heavier rope because they said, oh, well, the advantage of the heaviest rope is either A, it makes you work harder, or B, it's easier for the beginner to start developing, I don't know, consistency. So I have that. And then, but this is a lightweight cable. Mm-hmm. So it's two different style ropes for me.
The cable ropes are great for one single thing, which is obviously speed.
Mm-hmm.
Fast singles, doubles, triples, quadruples, and that kind of a thing. That's where they have their place.
Okay.
But if you're learning fundamentals, and this is something we should probably get into and talk about because the Buddy Lee methodology of teaching works beautifully because it's very similar to teaching. If I have a new Taekwondo student that I have, when I have a new student, I'm going to start them out a white belt and then they're going to learn a form. They'll go to yellow belt and they're going to learn more stuff and they'll go to the next belt and so forth and so on. Mm. And with Buddy Lee's methodology, it's the same type of thing. We learn a couple of basic steps and then there's 15 to 20 skills that we add on top of each step and take people through a process that gets them to be able to do basically anything they ever want to do on the backside of it. Any type of hand variation, doubles, double unders, triple unders, and as far as they want to go. And it gives them a good foundation along the way and also gets you there without risking injury because it builds conditioning with proper technique all the way through, which is actually something that CrossFit gyms across America don't do very well.
And let's be real. Since I'm on the inside of the CrossFit space, and you also train, some of your videos you sent me were at a CrossFit gym, or AKA
yes,
box for the people who follow the terminology. I have no problem coming out and telling people that CrossFit doesn't know everything.
right.
I also like to critique people who critique CrossFit who have never even tried it. It's the same thing. Let's say we could relate this to jump roping. Like that. You cannot criticize something until you've tried it. And then that is still just your point of view. So I can't stand it because there's still people to this day. They're like, oh, CrossFit's for crazy people, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I have literally helped transform some powerful lifestyles for people and even my own. It's developed. I wouldn't have even tried CrossFit. Just give you some background on myself. I would never even try CrossFit if it wasn't for my squad boss when I left the corporate world. And for my regular listeners, they know this story, but for your benefit, left the corporate world in business world in 2009. 2010 and 2011 served out west with the U.S. Forest Service on an elite hotshot wildland firefighting crew. So like hiking in the mountains, fighting wildfires for 16 hours a day with the federal government. You know, you go for 2 weeks straight, no days off. So when I showed up out there for that first 14 days of the season, they called that critical training. We didn't have a day off. We were doing two-a-days. And he's like, oh, you're going to be doing CrossFit. I'm like, what the hell is CrossFit?
That's awesome.
And we didn't have the fancy advanced gyms. I mean, to be fair, CrossFit's still cool because it's not fancy and advanced, right? They keep it simple. That's why I love the jump rope. But we didn't even have the rigs, man. Like, we literally had those giant metal shipping containers that you see on 18-wheelers, like on the big freighter ships. We had two of those out back that we stored all of our stuff in because we were on a compound in the mountains, and the bottom of the valley where our base was at 5,000 feet. So we would train at high altitude, and it was awesome. Like, we were one of two remaining remote living fire crews, you know, for hot shots. It was like a piece of history that I was getting a taste of because now they don't do that anymore. Since I left, they moved the crew closer to Phoenix to try and improve hiring because it was always hard to find people willing to step away from family and friends and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, dude, like, we literally welded metal beams coming off the top of the Connex boxes to build pull-up bars. But you literally had to do a box jump to get high enough to even reach the pull-up bar.
Right.
It's cool.
That's
stuff like
cool.
That.
That's very cool.
But I mean, but we would pull the the fire trucks out that the regular fire creams would do, because we were hikers. We didn't use fire trucks. But they would pull those out of the bays, and we would train in there if it was a bad weather day or whatever. So we could I could have been doing jump rope like all the time. Like, this would have been the ultimate thing for me to train, and I didn't even learn it then. I didn't really start jumping rope hardcore until I moved back here, and that was 2013. And we actually brought in I forget who it was, somebody from New York City to teach double unders as a clinic. And that's what really started getting me realizing that I really suck at jumping rope.
I have been to multiple double under clinics. As a matter of fact, the CrossFit gym I belong to here, I live just north of Savannah, Georgia, in a small town called Rincon. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, right here in my town, there is my home away from home, which is called CrossFit Ground Speed. And it's a fantastic
box. Great name, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. And it's the owners are friends of mine, and I've known them for a long time, actually since way before they opened the CrossFit gym. Wonderful people, very, very highly credentialed, and actually probably more highly credentialed than most CrossFit gym staffs that I have been to as I travel. With my day job, I actually get to travel a good bit, and as a matter of fact, I'm headed to Portland in the morning for work. I get to go to... I've probably been to 20 or so different CrossFit gyms between.
Same with me. I travel a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting to find these. You get a different experience every time you go in one. I would say 98% of the time, they're all positive. You know, For the most part. What I will say is that it's a universal thing that I find that all of them that I go to, you'll find, you know, three or four people that can bang out consecutive double unders, and nobody else can do it worth a darn. And and every time I go to one, I will get my ropes out. I go early. I get my ropes out. I find a corner. I put some music on, and I get my ropes out and I start spinning and I warm up. And after about 5 minutes of warming up before class ever starts, I will normally have five or six people come, and as soon as I take my earbuds out, come up to me and they go, "Where did you learn how to do that? I've never seen anything like that before in my entire life."
You know, you're right about this, because like my girl, she crushes it with singles. Like, she's fast. Like, last competition last year she was at, luckily she competes in the scaled division, so they don't require double unders. So I could barely count them, and I've judged a lot of comps, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, the rope is moving so quickly. I'm like, I don't even know how fast she's. I mean, it's crazy. So she's good at that. Like, she barely has to leave the ground. Like, she just flutters. And but now she's developed double unders. So her struggle now is it's really hard to switch back and forth. It's two different rhythms for her. And she's been training so hard to be the double unders. And then like the comp that she just did on Saturday that she won, her first time winning a competition, with her partner, was a team comp. She's like, it took a couple of days to try singles again because she got so used to doing double unders, and she was frustrated because now that she's done with the comp, she's back trying to relearn double unders better. It's a roller coaster ride. So I think everybody's struggling with it.
Well, yeah, it is. And what I have found, again, across the board, is that there really doesn't seem to be, first of all, a double under is a progressive skill. I'll relate this to martial arts. You know, in Taekwondo, there's a series of belts. You start at a white belt, then you go to yellow, then you go to green, then you go to blue, then you go to red. And, you know, in most styles, you know, like there's four different levels of red belt, then you get to black belt, and then there's different degrees of black belt. Mm-hmm. A double under, to relate it to that, is really a red to black belt skill.
Oh, okay. I would agree with that. It's definitely an advanced skill.
Yeah, it's an advanced skill.
Yeah.
And there is, on the way there, there's a whole lot of conditioning when you're going from white belt through all those other belts to get to black belt. In addition to learning new and different skills at every level, there's a lot of conditioning that happens along the way. So by the time somebody gets to black belt, relatively speaking, they're in pretty doggone good shape. They're very well conditioned. They've overcome a whole lot of physical adversity in those things. To bring that to jump roping, taking somebody and just, okay, here's how to do a single. And then, you know, you can basically, anybody can show you how to do that. Okay. Now just practice going over that rope twice, jumping higher and going faster and doing that many, 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 many times in a row.
Right. And that's
You're
where I break
somebody that's at a white belt level and trying to show them black belt skills for which they have no foundation, no conditioning, and no real concept of why it works the way that it works. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be the same thing of, you know, you probably have thousands of people that are going to hear this that have run a 5K. Okay. I would venture to say none of those people, after running their very first 5K, signed up for a marathon the next weekend.
Well, and then you got jackasses like me, where I did everything backwards. I went from no running to doing a marathon first. I just want to make sure you understand who you're talking to here. Like,
that's
I'm that jackass. So, well, you know, it's like, okay. Right.
I understand that. And like the story I told on Vinny's podcast, you know, I actually stumbled into an ultra before I ran my first marathon.
Yeah, that was a great story, because I didn't even realize. I learned something new on your show with him. Was I didn't know that the ultras started at 2 miles more than a marathon. So I think he says 28 miles technically counts as an ultra.
Anything over 26.2 really falls into ultra territory. Huh. So okay. If you're running a timed event and you go past the marathon, you're into ultra. You go past 26.2, you're into ultra territory. Most of the time, an ultra race starts in terms of distance.
Right.
They start those at 50K, which is 31.4 miles.
But back to your original point, you were correct here. And this is great. This is a great point you're bringing up. I love this, because I love talking about education and coaching and mentoring and guiding people the right way. Mm-hmm. And this is the same thing when I talk about diet and nutrition, and people like think they can just go from 0 to 100. And those are the ones that fail and fall back to their old ways, because they're not building a strong foundation, and then they're not conditioning themselves along the path, right? They're just going zero to 100 miles an hour, and something's going to break. And that's what happened with my marathon. I went from never using a chiropractor or anything before to I'm 4 weeks out from doing the marathon, and my IT band got jacked up because I wasn't training right, and I tried pushing it too much, and I was a limping little freak. And then I had to go visit a chiropractor and then learn about electrostim and learn about TENS units and all that stuff. And he fixed me, got me ready, and I did that marathon. And then I will tell you, luckily I was a spinning instructor at the time too, in my free time. So I taught spinning for 5 years, and I've always been a huge cyclist. I do 100-mile bike rides and everything else. So I just assumed, well, I can go ride 150 miles. I can go run a marathon.
More than one person.
All the impact on your joints and your tissue from running. Yeah, that's not the same.
No, it is not. It is absolutely not the same.
And that's where my connection is to the rope, right? It's like, okay, well, if you're always doing singles, like I can do consistently, and I don't even do it enough. I know if I had to go do it right now, I could probably hit 40 to 50 singles before I trip myself or screw up my rhythm. So that's where I'm at, if that helps you understand my place.
That's great. And that's a good place. That's a good place to be, and that's a very good start.
But then it's like, if I even try and start tackle, my excuse for the double unders is I tell people, Mike, I'm a white boy and I don't have the rhythm. Like, that's kind of like it's become my crutchy slogan, because I'm like, I really cannot, like, I'll start banging a double and then my feet are on the ground and it's hitting my feet because I'm not actually getting that consistent hopping, and it's a whole thing. So like you said, you can't go from 0 to 100.
No, you can't. And there is a progression. And, you know, and I'll give you just as an example of where, you know, one of the things that gets neglected, say you've done as a benchmark wide, you've done Annie, correct?
Done them all. Yep.
Done them all. Okay. So as a benchmark wide, we have Annie. That's one of the standards.
And for our listeners in the beginner CrossFit world, all of the classic standard workouts are just so happy named after ladies.
Yeah. And Annie is a benchmark wide that consists of sets of two exercises. It's double unders and sit-ups. And it's reps sets of 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. So at go, it's 50 double unders, 50 sit-ups, 40 double unders, 40 sit-ups, 30, 30, 20, 20, 10, 10, so to speak. Okay, so that's a total of 150 double unders.
Unless you do it my way, because I can't do that many double unders, so I triple everything.
Okay, gotcha.
So I got to do 3 times in singles.
that's how our gym, you know, it does it as well. Right. If you're not doing double unders, you have to do triple the singles. But assuming that you're somebody that can do double unders, or, you know, you're getting them, but you're going to do that workout, that's 150 double unders, 150 ballistic movements with a jump rope. There, you know, and before you ever attempt a wad like that, you should have a solid 10 to 15 minutes of warming up with singles and, you know, some Achilles and some calf stretches.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, let's be real. The calf muscles and the Achilles get a beat down.
Exactly. So you should have all that warmed up. It'll, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of nothing but that before you ever attempted a workout like that. But I can, you know, I can tell you from a lot of the gyms that I've been to, if there is any amount of double unders in a workout, there's usually no singles to warm up with or no singles in the strength set.
No, everybody usually starts doing double unders.
It's just right into it. And then consequently, as I say, as I visit gyms and as I go to, and even at my own gym, and in particular, after 17.5 this year, I think everybody got a pretty good waxing after that.
That was a good wake-up call. Yeah.
It was a good wake-up call. I had a number of people at my gym and then at other gyms that I've been to and people that I talked to tell me after that, you know, they hit a massive PR with their double unders because they really went for it, you know, worked on it, went for it for that walk. But afterwards, they had stress fractures in their feet. Had pain in their Achilles tendon,
knee issues,
calf muscle issues.
IT bands can manifest all the way up and down the leg. It depends on where it is.
And that all goes back to a very, very simple thing, which is all of the steps that somebody should go to from the very basic single under to learning a double under are never, ever addressed at any CrossFit gym in the United States or ever or anywhere. They're not addressed at all. And then there's never a proper warm up. No, very few people have any concept of what it takes to warm up enough to be able to do. That's three. You know, if you did that workout at RX properly, you banged out 350 double unders basically as fast as you could. Mm-hmm. You know, to do 350 double unders, that is a massive amount of
stretching. It's a lot of workload, major workload. Lots,
huge workload and warming up. And, you know, very few people, because jump rope isn't taught correctly. Number one, nobody knows how to warm it up correctly. That's something else that I find, which is a source of a lot of the injuries that are related to it and the frustration that I find people have with trying to practice that particular movement.
I think that's I think it's a great example of how I agreed where CrossFit's not perfect, just like a lot of sports are not perfect.
Right.
I can go to a basic Gold's Gym or any chain gym, and I could pick out every trainer that has his head up his ass or her, because I went to a weekend getaway to get my trainer certification. I think I know everything, and I'm certified now. I'm like, well, guess what? Right. I have one of those too, and I literally do just put down an identical glass of red wine. Because I'm not a fan of the stem. Sorry, guys, the listeners. We have the video feed, and he's got the stemless wine glass. I'm a big fan of that because I start talking with my hands and knock shit over. So, big fan of the stemless wine glasses. But to your point, it's interesting that the whole point of CrossFit is that it's one of our taglines, right? It's constantly variable, and we're sourcing things from the gymnastics world, the powerlifting world, the Olympic lifting world. One advantage of our box is that we literally have a chiropractic doctor and his wife is a PT doctor running they're called the mobility docs. So in the front of our facility, and they opened up their own barbell club and everything. So it's great to have that bleed over, because if you ever need to learn how to properly do Olympic lifting movements, hello, it's right there. So we have that to our advantage. And the cool thing about him being a mobility guy is he gets conditioning. Like his athletes are not just up there doing barbell stuff. They'll come walking back into our space, borrow a kettlebell, resistance bands, you name it. He even put in a mini trampoline to start teaching people better body awareness and moving their bodies through flips and everything too. Like he's taking the gymnastics to a different level.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. So, but to your point, that's not the same everywhere. I can go to Rochester, New York in 2 weeks, and I've been to lots of different boxes up there in Syracuse and all over New York, and everybody's different. Everybody's got a different niche. So.
Yeah, everybody's different, and they do.
And that's business, right? Let's be real. Even down in your area, if there was another box open nearby, if you wanted to survive, you should not just be a generic CrossFit box. You should find something to specialize in and niche yourself a little bit to help you stand out against somebody else. So now, because you're working or you train at your buddy's box, do you have your own curriculum there that you get to help people teach at all from a jump rope perspective?
Yeah, we were, as soon as I got done with my level two certification, we did a clinic. We put one on and I took...
Real quick, level two in the jump rope or level two in CrossFit?
Jump rope.
Okay.
Level two in the jump rope. Yeah, we were able to put on a clinic and I was able to take... and actually it was great because most of the people that came were the people that needed the most help. So I set them all up with a proper jump rope and then got to take everybody through A to B to C to E progressive skill set and give everybody the steps to practice. Mm-hmm. And it's actually been great. I was actually telling my wife this evening when I got home from the gym that I was able to, I was hanging out after class, after the class that I went to this evening and got to see five or six people that were at my clinic that had just made massive amounts of progress, just practicing the fundamentals that we went over. And that was very, very rewarding for me. So yes. And I'm working on, again, you know, I'm right here in the Savannah, Georgia area. I'm working on taking the same type of methodology and teaching, you know, clinic to all the other gyms that are close by to me and, you know, spreading out and going from there.
And that's a smart way to do it. You don't, I tell people all the time, because I have a side hustle business I've had for years since the firefighting in the health and wellness space, nutrition. And that company is known as Isagenix and their network marketing business model. And the mm-hmm. one thing I love about that niche is that any of us can do it if we wanted to. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. People just be happy consumers. But I was told by a great mentor, they said, listen, you don't have to go tackle the world. Like you have to start by building locally before you can grow globally, so to speak.
Right.
And like
right.
too many people trying, just like we were talking about earlier with like training for a marathon or something. It's like they try and go out of the gate and they're just trying to blow it all up. And what you end up doing is alienating people and your message is so diluted and it's so sloppy and messy from a business perspective. It's like, you're not clear and people aren't going to be drawn to that. They want to know that they're connecting with somebody at a very, they have a clear message. They know where they're going. They know what they're doing. And that also helps you as the professional giving that service. Cause like, okay, I know who my consumer is, right? Instead of trying to sell to everybody. No, I'm going to niche this specific type of consumer and then grow outward. Like you said, to the surrounding gyms and everything, like you're not going to try and train the entire gym. You're going to put out a seminar and say, who here is interested in leveling up? And
exactly. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I, first of all, as you were talking about a while ago, yeah, CrossFit doesn't get everything right, but man, they get most of it right. And I absolutely love the world of CrossFit and my gym, every gym I've ever visited. I've had a, you know,
like, I love the camaraderie in the community.
I love the camaraderie in the community and I just love, you know, everybody showing up looking for, you know, everybody showing up on whatever given day looking to be better than they were before they got there. And
it's cool to see it grow too, man, because like it is. Like this weekend, like I said, my girl, she competed on Saturday at a local competition. It's been going on here for 5-6 years. I've judged mm-hmm. it for 5 years. I did not judge this year. I was looking for, I just had so much going on. I'm like, you know, I'm taking a year off. I'm not going to judge. I'm actually going to enjoy being a spectator for once. And then all of a sudden, like 5-6 days ago, one of my athletes decided they wanted to put together a last minute team. And I got thrown in on that. So next thing you know, I competed yesterday on the the 2-man day on Saturday that she was doing. And I was doing the 4-person team day right. yesterday. And, you know, we placed 8th out of 30. And as a team, we had a person on our team from a different box. We had the girl on our team. She's been losing weight and getting herself in better shape. That's why I wanted to keep her motivated. And the other guy on my team was one of our better athletes. So we had a very eclectic team. And because he was traveling and I was traveling when she set the team up, none of us got to train together. None of us got to practice for the comp. We went in to go have fun. That's all it was. And that's the beauty of CrossFit or really any competition is you don't have to go out to win it, right? You can just go have fun and see where you end up. And we ended up placing top 10. So
that's
like,
great. And it's a great that the competition aspect of it. And this is so cool. You know, from somebody that's come, like I said, I fought full contact Taekwondo for gosh, around 20 years.
Yeah.
And had to stop in 2011 just because, you know, even though I was winning, it hurt, man.
Yeah, that's legit, dude. I used to fight Taekwondo guys. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a long fighting career doing that. Had a great, was blessed. Had, you know, it was some of the best, you know, moments of my life. But, you know, it has a shelf life. You can only do it so long. And, you know, and if you're somebody that is competitive or likes the idea of competition, you know, you can't get that at the Y. You can't get that at Gold's Gym. But then you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, when I first started training at a CrossFit gym, my coaches were like, "Hey, you want to do a competition?" I said, there's competitions. Are you kidding?" And so that was that's a whole nother dimension. And what was so great, you know, the first one I went to, it was a small local thing in my area, but I was expecting to actually, you know, kind of get there and just be intimidated by all the super athletes I was around.
No, the beauty of it.
Yeah. No, it was like competing with, I mean, it was, there were
it's
more
like,
people.
It's like running into your neighbor in the supermarket, but now you're on a CrossFit comp.
That's right. But I saw people that, you know, you would probably never see enter a 10K, probably never see ever enter any type of a fighting competition, mm-hmm. or, you know, but they were entered in a competition and they could do this. And that is beautiful to me.
There's a family that comes back every year and the whole family competes in this competition. And this is a family of they were very obese. And we've always had to adjust the competition. They weren't going to place, right? They just wanted to do what they could do as far as they could do. And it's just been cool seeing each and every year they return, they can mm-hmm. do more than they did the year before. There might be a few more pounds down. Maybe they're more mobile than they used to be. Like, it's weird because, like, the father, he was a big man, big, big man, and he's lost a lot. His wife has lost a lot. The one son was just hefty, but nothing like crazy overweight. And then the other guy was just like this, he had a condition where he was just really bony and skinny. So it was funny because, like, I remember overhearing this one dude, you could tell from out of the area, he was new to the competition. He's like, "Man, what's with this freak show family?" I'm like, "Yo, bro, dial it back, man." I was like, you're gonna step on the wrong toes in this house. I was like, that family has been through so much and they're transforming each and every year, trying to better themselves and improve their lifestyle. So I was like, I'll throw you out of here right now. I don't care. Like, you got to show respect to that. That's pretty cool, right? So
it's very cool.
There's a lot of loyalty like that in this community. And that's where people who've never been to CrossFit, it's like, listen, there's people who just do CrossFit for the community aspect of it.
Respect.
Let alone the training benefits.
Well, exactly. Let alone the training, just that they're encouraged. And I understand that from the outside looking in, it might seem somewhat intimidating. But
oh, yeah, especially if you're watching it on ESPN. Hello.
Of course.
You're watching the elite of the elite.
That's right. You're watching the upper one-tenth of one-tenth of one-tenth of 1% you know, of all the people in the world. But you go into, you know, almost any gym that you could visit, and you're going to find, you know, you're going to be standing with the same people you think you'd be standing in line at Walmart with for the most part, you know.
And admittedly, like, it was cool. Like, this weekend, one of our own local coaches, she's a friend of a friend's gym here locally. She is ranked 7th in the world right now.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, in the Masters. So she's 45. And she's like this, she has spent years in gymnastics and teaching gymnastics and then got into CrossFit. And she's a school teacher and a mom. And she literally, after the Open, man, she's ranked 7th in the world and she's going to the games.
Fantastic.
And it's like, no, I mean, I could have expected it because she's that good, but it's just cool seeing that kind of, hey, man, we got our own little local hero about to get going. Actually, this shirt that I'm wearing is Guts Grit Grind, was made mm-hmm. by a local shirt company, and they were selling these at the competition this weekend because $5 of every shirt goes to help pay for her travel expenses and everything else
for
going
great.
To games. Yeah, it's just seeing that kind of local support. Again, local, man. It's cool to see all these different little things happening because of that community.
Absolutely.
And she doesn't even go to my gym. So, but that's, so back to your, we've gotten off of track, right? This happens. We're having a conversation, but this is just what we're talking about. Like, you wouldn't give a crap about teaching jump rope to CrossFit unless you were in the community and you saw the need for something to be improved upon.
That's exactly right. The very first experience that I had, actually, the folks that own my gym, again, the owners who I've known for a long time, and they knew that what my skill level was already, mm-hmm. were hosting a double under seminar. And they actually called me. I wasn't a member or anything. They just called me up and just said, "Hey, listen, would you mind coming to our CrossFit gym and participating in this seminar? you know, the guy that's teaching it seems legit, but we would just like to get your perspective and see, you know, what you think if he's actually the real deal. So they basically wanted me just to come and see, make sure that they weren't being taken advantage of or something like that. So,
but that's pretty cool to see that they have that level of respect for you just to appreciate your opinion.
Yeah. And I was very appreciative of that. And so, that was actually the first time I ever stepped into that, to the CrossFit gym where I'm a member now, or to any CrossFit gym, was to, you know, come and observe and participate in a double under seminar. And, as it turns out, the gentleman that was teaching that seminar is the guy that created and sells the CrossRope system. Are you familiar with that one?
You're ringing a bell, but
yeah, I mean, you can Google it. I mean, yeah. It's the guy. He is a retired military. I think he's based out of Jacksonville, Florida. Super nice fella, and a fairly decent teacher as it comes to, you know, teaching jump rope. He was able to communicate what he was trying to communicate pretty well. And he did a pretty good job with the seminar. And obviously he was there with his rope system that he had developed and was selling cross ropes at the time. And that's actually it's a fairly decent product. I've gotten to use it a little bit. Then after that, you know, the owners were like, well, what did you think? And I said, well, it was okay. And then I, you know, stuck around and kept coming back for classes. And so I've kind of been going ever since. But the one thing that I, you know, again, that I come back to that's really, really, really lacking is there is an ABC methodology to teaching jump rope skills. Okay. And, you know, all the CrossFit gyms in the world go from A to basically Y with, you know, a single under to a double under. They leave out all the stuff in the middle, which is the biggest source of, you know, number one, frustration for most people. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody cuss and throw a jump rope in your gym?
Yeah, and, you know, because there's nothing to fall back to.
Right.
It's like from start to finish, boom. Like you've skipped over everything that you need to be able to fall back to.
That's right.
And it's like, okay, well, let's break it down. Well, you don't know how to break it down because you don't know what you're screwing up.
That's right. And none of the coaches, you know, God love them, that I've ever met in any CrossFit gym in the world know what the system is.
Oh no. I mean, I can tell you from the CFL1 cert, they don't teach you, they can't teach you everything in the level one.
Of course.
And even the level two, which I haven't done yet, cause I just don't want to spend that kind of money. The L2 is not, it's not just going to teach you better jump rope skills. Like you have to go to a clinic or go, if you really want to improve something, go to people like you who can actually teach it.
You'd have to seek it out. That's right. And so I'll go ahead and give, you know, for anybody that's listening, the shortest path, if you'd like to see, you know, the best way to learn this, number one, on Buddy Lee's website, on the Buddy Lee Jump Ropes website.
Yeah. And for our video feed, and this is for our listeners too, guys, if you want to go back to the YouTube channel for Live the Fuel, and this is all being videoed. So I've been sharing his Twitter feed right now, which you can find him at Rawlins227. So C for Chris, Rawlins, Rawlins 227. And I'll have him linked in the show notes on the website. So Libby, use it to click and follow you, because that's where you're going to communicate with this guy. But I'm sharing the website right now as well. I was geeking out on this whole Aero Speed rope with the Green Hornet cable that you were talking to Vinny about. I've never seen handles look like that. Those are crazy
once
looking.
Once you use those, again, that's the whole Corolla to Corvette experience.
Yeah.
But on the website, you'll see the education/systems. You see BL book, where it says Buddy Lee book right there. That right there is your jump rope Bible. The Buddy Lee jump rope training book, second edition. again, that's a graphic from inside the book. Why would I want to read an entire book on jump rope training? There is so much science and so much information that is relevant to almost any sport you could ever want to participate in. In this book, Buddy gets into detail about anaerobic versus aerobic, VO2 max training. There's so much information, you'll be blown away. But more importantly than that, the book contains steps A, B, C, D, and E. And here's the sequence to use. Here's how to build on them. And you can do, you know, it's very well spelled out. There's lots of pictures. If you want to, again, if you want to learn it correctly, I would advise anybody, and I don't make a dime off of any of those book sales from Buddy's website. I'm just telling you as a trainer, it's the single best thing that you could do. Buy that, take the time and read it. Get yourself.
Well, it's a cheap book. It's $19. I mean, that's not even a lot of money.
It is cheap too. And there's a package you can buy. If you really, really want to take yourself to another level, what I would tell you is, you see where it says Buddy Lee Online Jump Rope Course.
That's only $80.
For $80. And then you can actually, if you want to order a jump rope with it, you get a discount on it. But that provides the book, the online course, and...
Oh, yeah, right here. I can add on the ropes.
Right. That is correct. And then there's a test you can take at the end of it to get you into, you know, Buddy's L1 certification. That's it's totally worth your time to do, but I can't stress enough how much benefit you would gain out of that. If I could just get that book into every CrossFit coach in the world's hands and, you know, have them read through it, it would change so many people's experience when it comes to utilizing this one particular piece of fitness equipment and helping coaches teach everybody the proper way to do things and eliminating injuries and building a conditioning base and really doing it correctly. That's probably the single best source that I could give anybody or direct anybody to right there.
Well, I'm game because I've been building my own home box because I have a giant garage behind our house that my girlfriend's family's construction company was founded in many years ago. Mm-hmm. And now it's all mine. So I've already gutted all the space. I've already got 4 mats down. I've been repainting the walls. It's a big old cinder block garage building. Most of it I've been renting it out for car storage. But I'm like, Kristen, my fiance, she's a vet doctor, so she's always on call. And she's like, some days she can't get to the gym. She just wants a place to go and train. So pull-up bars already installed. We already got a guy and girl ollie bar out there. I already got bumper plates out there. So it's coming together.
Great.
And she and I both have like 2 or 3 different jump ropes.
Fantastic. Well, you can never have too many. I normally have 5 or 6 in my bag all the time.
I'm at the point though where, you know, and I will say I was just looking at the Aero rope with the Green Hornet cable, and it was only a $53 rope.
We can talk about that because that's the second most common thing I get asked.
He's not overpricing himself at all.
Not at all.
He's
no,
very
you can
fair.
Actually, you can actually buy way more expensive products that don't work nearly as well.
Yeah.
But if you, and in any of my videos that you have seen, and again, for anybody that's listening, I have a YouTube channel where I have a number of,
that's right. You have that.
You can find me on Twitter. If anybody were to reach out to me that way about jump rope training, that's the easiest way to do it. But also if you just go to YouTube, you can type in my name, Chris Rollins Jump Rope. You'll find my channel. And I don't have a lot of videos posted yet, but I do have about 7 or 8. And I'm and there's a brief description of all of the what I'm doing, where I'm at, and which rope I'm actually using.
Yeah. Now, this is not your channel. This is
that
Kevin
is actually
Ergo.
Not. Yeah, that's one of my coaches at my gym. Okay. Tom, you can actually, yeah, type in. You can find me. You'll find the same video on my channel as well.
Yeah. But I mean, and that's the power of YouTube. I mean, we all nickname it as the YouTube University, but
you're right.
That's what
it actually is. What's funny is when you punch my name in, you find there's videos of me, you know, a guy from Georgia does jump rope. There's a very, very prominent magician.
Apparently, because I'm getting a whole lot of magician stuff.
Apparently over in the UK that has my same name and has a good bunch of.
So is your profile under, because he's Chris Rollins. Are you also Chris Rollins on here?
Yeah,
or is it Christopher Rollins?
No, it's Chris Rollins also.
Okay.
And you know, it's funny. Now that you pull it up, I might need to change my tagline.
I was going to say, we need to improve your keyword recognition.
Says, my jump rope training, that one right there. Boom. There you go. That'll get you to me. There's my, then you can see my name. There's my channel.
Call yourself like Chris Jump Rope Rollins.
You know what? I'm going to have to change that. That's it's easier to find. Point being, there's a good bit of, there's a number of videos that are here.
This linked in the website show notes too. So
great. And just a handful of different skills, that are, some of them are, you know, sort of all that. I've just added a handful of new ones. Most all of these, I'm using, you know, a couple of different, Buddy Lee ropes, and you can kind of see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the, point being what I was getting at.
Freaking one-legged jump roping, really? You're that guy? You're that guy?
I actually made this video. I was doing some skill work post. I had a meniscus in my right knee repaired right before Thanksgiving. So I couldn't put any weight on it. So I figured, okay.
Again, for our listeners, you guys got to go to his YouTube feed or just go to the video from this show, because I'm literally playing it live on the video feed. And he was just doing a one-legged, whatever the heck that was.
So one-legged fast side swing. So I was just doing some different skill work.
That was cool. But,
again, like I said, there's a handful of different videos there, a couple of different things. Some of them are sort of random. Some of them are a couple of different skills that I was working on. But back to the ropes that you're asking about, there's two primary products, and we went over this on Vinny's show as well, but there is the one that you were looking at. It's called the AeroSpeed. That's one of the better all-purpose ropes you could ever want, that will do everything and will do all the speed work you could ever want to do. And then the other one that I like to use is called the Rope Master, which is that's a slightly different handle configuration.
I've never seen a handle look like that on a jumper. See, this is more similar, and I like how they got a bigger ball in the heel there.
Mm-hmm.
And what is he using? Is that foam padding?
That's a neoprene grip on
that.
It's
a neoprene grip? Okay.
It's a neoprene grip, yeah.
See, this handles a little more, but your cables look so much different than a traditional cable.
It's a PVC cord. So all of our ropes come with that black PVC cord that you see there. And then when I'm doing a clinic, or when I'm setting, because I have a distributorship personally, so I always have a box of jump ropes in my trunk. And so when I'm setting up someone with a jump rope, which I seem to be doing on a much more frequent basis these days, I like to, number one, take the cable and size it for them, but I let them keep the black cord that comes with it. And then I take, you can see there's a section for replacement cords on the website.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
I set everybody up with the white replacement cord. It's another PVC cord, and it's a solid core cord. And that is literally the most durable thing you could ever use. And it's solid in the middle, so it moves really, really well. And it will go as fast as almost anybody that the average person could ever spin a jump rope. And if you have a miss with it, it's not such a huge amount of punishment when it hits you, you know, when you're learning a new skill.
Well, I can tell you that rope I just showed you stings like a SOB. I like my RX rope instead, because it's thicker and heavier and it doesn't sting like that thin one does.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, when I took that double unders clinic, the ropes that they gave us I bought was, I think, a PVC cord like this, or whatever you called that material. There was no, it was not a cable.
Right.
But they were, there was no nice spindles or anything. It was a plastic handle. He pulled the cord through the handle, tied a knot once he set it to us. And it was just basically plastic handles and a PVC hose cable, not cable, but whatever. That was it.
The other, right, and that's a specific type of handle configuration. And what's really cool, if you'll go back to any of the handles, like the Rope Master or the AeroSpeed, Buddy's swivel bearing technology is what makes the things work so beautifully.
I see that. You've got your own little wrench and everything.
Yeah, there's an external sealed bearing swivel. And you can, there you go.
Touchscreen technology, man. I can zoom in on all that.
There you go, touchscreen, exactly. you get, with that configuration, you get 360 degree movement with no kink, no bind, and almost no friction whatsoever. Mm. It is, it's unbelievable how good they work and how fast they work, what that gives you the ability to do that you can't do with a lot of the cable ropes that you see most people using, is you can do crossover side swings and hand variations, and without causing the thing to kink or bind at the handle or do any of those things. And so
but this is an actual cable. I can see the metal in there.
That is an actual cable. And that particular product right there, that's the Green Hornet cable that goes to that mates to the AeroSpeed handles.
Right.
That's actually my favorite conditioning setup of all of our products. I keep a set of AeroSpeed handles and a couple of Green Hornet cables in my bag all the time.
Okay.
And because that cable, even though it is a coated cable, you can do all of the same skills with it that you can do with the PVC cord, because the way the cable is made, it doesn't bind or kink.
Okay. So when I get done with this tonight with you here, because we're coming to the end, and I go shopping, I should... like, what are you saying here? Am I going back to like that double energy clinic that I attended? I should be getting this or, the PVC rope or should I be going cable?
Here's what I tell everybody. If you would consider yourself a true beginner, meaning you can get 10 or 15 singles before you have to stop and start over again, the rope for you is the Rope Master. That's the longer handled rope.
The one I'm showing now.
The one you're showing now. And the reason that's a 9-inch handle. And so the beautiful thing about that is because the handle
that's like the one I have here. It's a really long handle.
It's a longer handle. And the way that handle is designed, once you put it in your hand and spin it, you understand. But the way the longer handle teaches you proper technique where the motion is coming from your wrist and you're not using your arms or elbows.
Well, and again, I'm usually holding it here. Like mm-hmm. on way out. So
right.
Whereas my RX, that RX rope is, it's a shorter handle, but it's nice and fat and it's ergonomically molded so I can lay my thumb right into it. And it's a whole different thing. So
sure.
But I noticed that the spindles on this one is different than the RX spindles and is definitely different than these spindles. So
right. This one right here, the Rope Master, once you get one of those and put it together and start using it again, it sort of just changes your game because that's like the ride of a Cadillac. It's just so smooth and it's so easy to use and it teaches you proper fundamentals and it really helps you get a good basis for what you're doing. If you're what I would say, if you're an honest intermediate or better.
That sounds like it's me, right? Because if I can go I would 40, say 50 yes. singles, I mean.
Absolutely. Okay. If you're an intermediate or better, I would tell you to pick up an Aerospeed. It will come with a PVC cord, and I would tell you to go ahead and get a Green Hornet cable with it. And then I would also tell you to get one of the white PVC replacement cords to go with it also. They're $5. I mean, they're cheap. And because you'll be able to set up one of the PVC cords mm-hmm. in the swivel bearings. You'll have two sets of swivel bearings because the Green Hornet has built-in swivel bearings.
So with a wrench, you could just swap them out.
Just swap them out. It takes a minute to swap them out.
See, that's the problem with my RX rope. The first one I ordered, I thought I ordered it too long. Mm-hmm. So then I remeasured, paid to have them send me another cable, and it's not easy to change them out. And now I realize I had them cut it too short. Mm-hmm. So this cable I'm showing you here is still set to stock. I did a little bit of an adjustment. I'm letting it all hang out right here. But admittedly, like everybody's got, well, you should measure it this way. You should go to the nipples, should go to the armpit. But then Scott, you got long ape arms because I have a 37 sleeve length. So okay. I'm like, that's something else that I have to keep in mind. So
that's one of the nice things about our the PVC cords is because they're all going to be a little over 9 feet long. And if you need to size them down, it's really easy to do, but you can actually, you can get it sized where you need it, add a little bit of extra length just to be safe. And then as your skill level progresses, you can tie a knot in the thing and shorten it up a little bit.
That's what they were doing back at that clinic, those PVC cords or whatever you call them. Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that's one of the advantages of that material over a cable.
Okay.
So again, can't recommend that enough, but that's my favorite configuration that you're looking at right there. The Aerospeed with a Green Hornet for basically just about everything. And that, again, it's hard to describe how good it is. But once you start using it, you're like, oh, okay.
Now I see what Chris is talking about.
Now I see what he's talking about. So,
And something that we didn't answer real quick, and we do need to bring this to a close here, but why Buddy Lee? I don't know his reputation, but obviously, clearly, he's like a world-class freaking rope guy. So, I mean,
more so than that.
What's the quick skinny on him?
The quick skinny, Buddy Lee Buddy's an Olympic athlete. On the Olympic wrestling team in 92. After that, became the official jump rope training consultant to the United States Olympic Committee.
No.
Wow. And his teaching methodology, his products, and what, our system is what the United States Olympic Committee endorses as their absolute, this is where the buck stops jump rope training system for all of our athletes.
That's pretty legit.
Not to mention, just if you go to YouTube and just want to see something amazing, just search out a handful of Buddy Lee jumping rope and I want you watch what once you watch him for a minute,
it's at a whole different level.
Then you really get it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hang on a minute. I'm going to show you.
Because I can play this live without any view.
Okay. Right. The one that says athletes jump rope, rope skipping for speed.
Oh, this one.
There. That's that one right there. That's a compilation clip.
We're going to feed this into the video feed. I'm sharing that right now.
There you go.
Oh, cool spot. They did it in D.C.
Yes. Buddy's, when he's in, he's based, his offices and gym in the U.S.
I fast forward right him since I got him on mute. Whoa. Yeah, see, this is like my girl. This is like she, her feet barely go off the ground. When she does singles, she moves like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good single. Should never come more than a half inch to three quarters of an inch off the ground doing a proper single.
So, and he's using his long handle, that red handle one. You're just the master you're talking about.
That's the rope master, yes.
And he's hanging, he's holding way down on the long handle side. Oh, he's doing the whole running forward and back. And, oh, dear. Oh, yeah. That's, I have seen this guy. All right. This guy's crazy.
Yeah. Just keep watching because the next little segment.
How old is he now?
He is in his later 50s.
Yeah, and he's probably still moving like this because this is all what he, that looks like he's in a he's doing a kata right there.
He still moves just like this. As a matter of fact, he's probably faster than what you're looking at.
This
in
is
person.
Like Bruce Lee of jump roping. that guy's look. Wait, that's a famous guy too. That guy's look on his face is like what? Yeah, it looks like he's playing with nunchucks only with a jump rope. Mm-hmm. I seriously feel like I'm watching a formal kata at a tournament.
It's hard to comprehend. Even he, you know, again, we've trained together. So he's done this right in front of me, helping with some of my stuff. Uh-huh. When I'm standing 3 feet from the man watching, it's still hard to process what's happening.
This is redonkulous. Yeah, that's legit. That's crazy.
Right.
Well, this guy clearly carved out a niche. Let's be real. I don't know many people that can do all the stuff that we're seeing on this video right now. I'm going to have to link this in the show notes too, just for some of you to find the entertainment. So
totally, totally worth it. I mean, you just have to prepare to just, you know, it's, you have to watch it a couple of times to even try to begin to process what you're seeing.
That was amazing.
And he's a great guy with a good message and a fantastic product. And I'm actually, he and I, together this year are going to the CrossFit Games as vendors.
Good.
First time he's ever done that. So
that's going to be huge because
it was my suggestion. So I really hope it works out.
You know what? If he just sits there and does triple unders, he'll sell because people are still blown away by people all of a sudden starting to be able to do triple unders too. But I think the conditioning piece is going to be huge. Most people are not going to be able to see or even comprehend that level of conditioning that he can do in that video right there.
That'll
be legit. So,
well, and again, you know, if I could snap my fingers, I would, and have, you know, create any one thing, you know, what I would like for us to, you know, Buddy and I, what we've talked about, you know, kind of what, you know, kind of our dream is that we would like to, you know, take what, you know, take his system and break it down into, you know, a good level one, level two, level three type of thing.
That's model it off of what CrossFit did.
That's exactly in line with like CrossFit level one, level two, level three certifications, and have that specifically for CrossFit, and then, you know, be able to do, you know, something where we could disseminate out and train the trainers, train the coaches, and make it available to everybody so that there's a proper teaching methodology.
You're going up against the same thing that's happening in the kettlebell world too. There's lots of different people having different kettlebell certs, and I'm currently researching all of them as well. But I can cheat now because I have an inside connection because there's a woman right here in New Jersey who is actually a world champion kettlebell athlete, and she's actually a part of my Isogenics organization. And she and I have already met. I've already had her on the podcast, and she's, Scott, when you're ready to learn. She's a part of a certifying body, and and they're not, there's some ridiculously priced programs. And it's like, guys, like if you're a CrossFit coach, you don't do it for the money. You're getting paid like $20 a class. Like, come on, let's be real. It's not a high paying gig. You're doing it for the passion. So when people have these $1,000-$1,500 programs, it's like, I don't want to spend that much money.
No, there's no need for that. There really isn't.
No. So I think it's a great idea what you guys are doing. I mean, listen, That's how, that's business, all right? That's business 101, right? You don't need to recreate the wheel. Take the, something that's working, emulate it. You know, and that's, what do they say? Replications is basically some of the best flattery, right?
So exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a page out of the book.
And again, you know, and it's been, it was my thought initially, and it's proved to be my experience. You know, again, I'm a 45-year-old guy from, you know, around Savannah, Georgia, that happens to be pretty good with a jump rope. Well, how good? Well, I mean, I'm not the greatest in the world by any means, but I have found that I'm better than almost anybody in any CrossFit gym anywhere in America or the world.
I can go ahead and back that up right now just from the videos I've watched of you. So,
so you know, so, and, you know, Buddy and I have something concrete and legit to offer. And I believe in that, and I'm looking forward to pursuing that goal.
Well, I mean, the next games is going to be right up here in Wisconsin. And I mean, I'm here in Pennsylvania, but I mean, I actually am probably planning on trying to go to this games because I didn't.
If you're coming, we'll be there. We have a vendor booth set up and everything.
Well, I think it's going to be awesome because like California is just a lot. I have all the other trips going on in Wisconsin. I can road trip there if I had to. It's a little bit closer for us, a little bit further for you. You're in the Southeast, but either
way. We're flying up. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. I've never been, you know, I've been watching it for years on TV, and I'm beyond excited to be going, to be going just to be there, but then also to be going as a vendor and working with Buddy Lee and representing our the brand and our mission.
It all starts somewhere.
So excited about that! I can't wait.
Nah, that's gonna be awesome. Well, listen, this has been a great episode. We've been rapping about jumping rope a lot and got to get a lot of the background on this too. So, I want you to hang on and say probably goodbye once I stop the recording. But for our listeners, since you're new to the show as a co-host, I really want to honor my co-host, making sure you guys have the final word of the show or phrase or statement or quote, whatever you want to close out with. But again, to our listeners, guys, follow him at C Rollins or Crawlins 227. On Twitter. That's how you're gonna be able to reach out to him. You could tweet him directly, message him privately. I've done it. It works very, very easily. He's very approachable. So please follow him and please reach out and tweet to him if you want some masterful jump rope techniques. But Chris, man, final words of the show. What would you like to leave our listeners? That's something important to you or whatever you want to message us.
Wow, that's a big one.
It doesn't happen.
should have prepared a closing statement.
No, I don't. I like to surprise people.
Scott, I'm really just thankful that you were kind enough to have me on the show. I'm very, very thankful for a platform to talk about something that I believe in and that I'm passionate about. And, you know, I hope that maybe this episode reaches some people that would be interested in learning more about it. And if I can be of service to anybody out there that's ever going to hear this, I'm easy to find and I'll be happy to help any way that I can.
I appreciate that, man. And that's, I love the message you just said there. Like you took it, we're taking advantage of a platform. And if we can get through to one or two or three people just from this one episode, that's already powerful right there. Helping people get healthier, fitter, more conditioning, heck, maybe even get through to a few more CrossFit athletes like myself.
So. You know, we only get one pass through this place here, man.
That's it.
And you know, when we get to the end of it, if we have, if we can look back and see that something we did or said or the way we lived, you know, made somebody else's life a little better in some way, man, that's a good life.
Now that is a powerful way to close out the show. Yeah, that's a nice second round there, man. Way to come back strong.
You give me a minute. I'll have something good.
I'm loving it. Well, listen, hang tight. I want to give you a proper goodbye. To our listeners, guys, that was Chris Rollins, man. I mean, if you guys are listening to this on the podcast, definitely go to the YouTube feed. Check out the video. We did a lot of cool sharing. All the stuff will be linked in the show notes like we always do. You'll be able to easily track him down. These jump ropes are pretty cool. If you're looking to do something different, get healthy, get fit, build some conditioning, check out Chris Rollins. Again, C Rollins 227 on Twitter. Again, guys, this is what we're all about. We're here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. Keep living the fired up epic life, and we'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to this show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. Livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free reef sources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenics since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world. You can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's I believe pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.